Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, I hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, and happiness, and that everybody's having a great Turkey Day, since today is Thanksgiving. Today's show, we're going to ask you a serious question, and I know it's a question that people say all the time, and people talk about it, and, you know, it comes up. But today we're going to ask you a question, and we're going to see if we get any actual feedback. I don't actually expect to hear anybody talk on today's show, because I know you're all stuffing yourselves with turkey, but that's okay. Or whatever it is that you eat on this particular day, if you're not a turkey person. But anyway, my question for today is, if you could turn back the hands of time, the way that it's texted, it says if you could time back on your hands, but whatever. Anyway, today we're going to talk about time. We're going to talk about trying to master time and trying to get an idea of what you would do if you could turn back, if you could start over, if you could, I don't know, relive the last 10 years or the last 5 years or the last year. What would you do differently? What would you change? What would you put in place? What would you do with your life? Would you change anything? Would you leave everything the way that it is? You know, would you just, you know, go and say, hey, I'm happy with things the way they are. You know, life has been a beautiful thing for me so far, and I'm very happy with things and how they've turned out. I think most people say that they would like to change things, but most people really don't know what they'd like to change it to. Plus that, the other extent of that particular quest to turn back the hands of time or to change things or to make things a little different is that in reality, you don't really know what would have happened. You don't know if it would have worked out. You don't know if it would have fallen flat. You don't know if you would have had success. And you don't know if, you know, things just wouldn't have come out the way that you really wanted them to come out. So the question is that if you had to start all over again, if you were able to go back and look at things with a different light and change things around, would you change them? Would you do anything differently? Or would you leave them just the way they are? So, the question to you, Blog Talk listeners, today is, if you could change things, would you? Would you do anything different? Would you turn back the hand of time? Would you change the way that you've done any of the things that you've done thus far? Would you put your life in a different context and do things totally differently? I think the overall answer to that question is probably no. And the reason that it's no is because you have no idea what tomorrow was going to bring. So you have no idea what that tomorrow would have brought if you changed it from what you've already lived, what you've already experienced. So each day is what? It's a work in progress. Each day is a different situation that we have to deal with. And if you turn back the hands of time, the situation or the problem or the item that you may have dealt with might be worse. The circumstances and all of those things may be greater. You know, you may not get that result that you're thinking that you're going to get if you had been able to turn back the hands of time. So it's an interesting concept, interesting way of looking at what would I do differently, what would that entail, and how would it affect my life, my presence, my now? Would I still be the person that I am? Would I even be alive? You know, we ask that question all the time. You know, if things had been different, where would I be today? Would I even be who I am? You know, for all I know, you know, staying at work a little later and might have been the fact of losing my job. I mean, let's look at a catastrophe, but let's look at 9/11. Let's look at all of the people that may have been working in the Twin Towers that, let's say, had gotten fired in the last month or the last week. So when that particular catastrophe hit, they weren't there. Why weren't they there? Because they lost their jobs. They had been, you know, let go, or they had been laid off, or they had been sick or ill or something like that. You know, it's amazing how sometimes something that we think is bad can actually turn out to be good depending on how we look at it, depending on what happened, depending on the circumstances that play out as time goes. Now, again, for those people when they got laid off, fired, or sick, or illness, or whatever was going on, you know, they weren't too happy with the part that, you know, they lost their job and they were looking for employment. However, when you think of the fact that, again, they could have been in that building when that, you know, heinous act occurred, and that they could have lost their lives or lost other loved ones, you know, if the, you know, even if they didn't work there, if they had a family member, makes you kind of look at that situation a little differently. You know, and it's back to that concept of everything is perception. What you perceive and believe something to be is what it is to you. But that perception can change from person to person. You know, in some cases, you know, you talk to, I was listening to a thing, and one of the comedians was saying how, you know, he's been fired from every job he's ever had. You know, every job that he's ever actually, you know, earned a living in until he got into comedy, he's been let go. Well, here we are. You know, he's done all of these particular shows and things of that nature, but here's somebody that if he had stayed on that job, where would he be? You know, you've got the guys that did blue-collar comedy. You know, Larry the Cable Guy, which, of course, that isn't his real name, but Larry the Cable Guy was a manager at an electronics store. You know, I mean, look at the life that he lives now over the life that, you know, he would have lived if he'd have just stayed as the manager of an electronics store. You know, you're talking about Jeff Farr, you know, Jeff Dunham. If you look at Jeff Dunham, you know, here's a guy who took he talks through dummies. How's that? He's a tranquilizer. I can't say it. Anyway, you know, everybody looked at him all his life as being a bit of a weirdo. I mean, the guy talks through dummies. You know, he talks through, you know, through inanimate objects and makes it look like they're speaking. You know, this is a guy who didn't have a whole lot of friends when he was growing up. You know, he mostly stayed to himself. Everybody that pretty much dealt with him thought he was a little bit different. And I'm sure he was a little bit different. However, here's a man that is now a multimillionaire. Here's a man who has entertained and brought joy to millions. And this is a guy that struggled. I mean, if you actually listen to his story, and he was talking about the fact that, you know, he was trying to get on television and things like that, and it just wasn't working. You know, at one time he was doing really good, but he kind of hit that plateau, you know, and his marriage life and all of those things started going south, and, you know, his whole world was kind of falling apart. You know, he was barely able to make his bills. You know, yes, he had stardom and fame, but however, he had to work, you know, an ungodly, crazy schedule just to make ends meet, because he was slowly and regularly getting to the point to where he couldn't afford to maintain the lifestyle that he was living. Now, you know, again, life is how you look at it, and what you believe and perceive it to be is what it is. So, each and every one of us is given great opportunities, a great chance to live, to grow, to develop, and to be everything that we can possibly be and do everything that we can possibly do to become the greatest individuals and the greatest people that we were destined to be. However, in order to do that, we all have to take some chances. We all have to take some risk. We all have to evaluate what's important to us. And in a lot of ways, we have to take some chances. A lot of us are not really willing to take chances. We're not really willing to step out into the void, to step out into the unknown. You know, we're just not really willing to see how great we can be and see what gifts we have to share with the entire world. And in some cases, the entire world could be as simple as just sharing it with your family, just sharing it with your kids, just sharing it with your wife, just sharing it with your neighbors. And taking that talent, that gift, and living your dream. I mean, today is a beautiful day. And it doesn't matter if it's storming outside. It doesn't matter if there's a hurricane outside. It doesn't matter if there's snow outside. It doesn't matter if it's sunny. It doesn't matter if it's rainy. It doesn't matter if it's daytime. It doesn't matter if it's nighttime. Today is a beautiful day. Today is an opportunity for you to do the things that you want to do and to become the person that you want to become. However, you'll only achieve that if you take action. You'll only achieve that if you step forward. You'll only achieve that if you take a chance. You'll only achieve that if you decide to do the things that you need to do and start to take action to move yourself in that direction. Because without action, nothing happens. You know, we all sit around sometimes and we say, you know, I'm not doing anything today. But understand that there's always something happening. Your life is moving forward and you're moving forward, whether you do anything with that particular life or you take positive action to help you achieve the goals that you need to achieve, life is still happening, even if you're sitting there in your bed doing absolutely nothing. Each and every one of us has a reason to be thankful and a reason to be joyful. Why? Because you got up this morning. Why? Because you have legs, ears, because you can hear, because you can speak, because you can communicate, because you have other people that care about you, because you have a will to succeed. Everybody here owes the world a great service, and that great service is something that we need to be trying to pay back every second of every day, because none of us were put here just to vegetate. None of us were put here just to be takers. We were all put here to give. We were all put here to help others and to also help ourselves. We also should understand that by us helping others, we are helping ourselves. By us doing the things that we know we need to do, and the things that are right and the things that are just, we are going to move forward with our lives. For a person to tell me that there's nothing to do, for a person to tell me that they're bored, that's a person that's not living. That's a person that's not active. That's a person that's not being a positive force in the world. That's just somebody that's whining and complaining because they're too lazy and too selfish to do the things that they need to do. It doesn't matter if you're the greatest writer. It doesn't matter if you're the greatest speller or not the greatest speller or not the greatest writer. It doesn't matter that you're fat. It doesn't matter that you're skinny. It doesn't matter that you're short. It doesn't matter that you're tall. It doesn't matter what your preferences are. It doesn't matter what your race is. It doesn't matter what your beliefs are. As long as those beliefs are positive and that you're doing positive things to move yourself forward and to help others to do the same. Each of us has a responsibility, and that responsibility is to grow and develop. And then once we've grown and developed to a point where we can share that knowledge and share that experience with others, then it's our job, it's our duty to then take that information and continue to spread it and to help others grow, help others mature, and help others develop and to become the people that they can be. Life does not happen in a vacuum. It happens, again, with action. And that action is up to you, and you need to take a positive course in how to use your power. And we all, again, have power. We all have a reason for being here. And that lackadaisical mindset that everybody seems to grab a hold to and everybody seems to gravitate to is not serving you. It's not serving anybody. It's not doing us or you any good. So stop being afraid. Stop hiding behind, you know, a facade of things that don't exist when you've got all of these things that do exist. Stop making excuses as to why you can't live your dream and why you can't do a particular thing or why you're not smart enough or not bright enough. You know, everybody is a beautiful person. I talked to a young lady just the other day, and she was talking about how everybody has a great level of intelligence if they'll just share it. She was talking about the power that's within each and every human being. She was talking about, you know, the spirit and how the spirit is an undestroyable, unwithering thing, and that no matter what you do, your spirit is strong. You just have to decide to take those forward steps to actually show that you have that spirit within you and stop hiding behind that little yellow shadow that does not serve you and is not the real you. It was just a really interesting experience when I was actually talking with this young lady. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to take you too much from your turkey day. I hope that everybody's having a great and fantastic day. And understand that whatever you change could also change you. If your change is going to be positive and you're going to do positive things and move yourself forward and move your life forward, then by all means, go forward. However, if you're doing negative things that aren't serving you and aren't serving anybody else, then it's time for a change. As far as you changing the past, we both know, you know, and I know that there is nothing that can change the past. The past is the past, and it is what it is, because that's already happened. However, it is what it is not an excuse for your future. It is what it is not a prescription for you to stop trying and stop doing the things that you need to do. You know why? Because it is what you make it. What has happened to you is what has happened to everybody. Everybody's gone through hard times. Everybody's gone through stresses. Everybody's had problems. Everybody's had issues. However, each and every person has handled and dealt with those particular problems, issues, and matters differently. Those who have looked at it with a positive outlook, those who have taken charge and taken responsibility for the negative things that have happened to them in their lifetime, are people that have continued to grow, are people who have continued to move forward with their lives, and are people who have developed and moved on to the next level. Will you move on to the next level? Will you develop and grow? Will you take charge of your life and be responsible for what happens to you and understand that you are the number one person in control and that you have total control over what does and doesn't happen to you? Again, what happens to you happens to everybody. How you handle it is what makes the difference. How you take charge and how you take your life and mold it into what you want it to be, despite what happens to you, despite what anybody else says, despite what anybody has in store for you or plans for you. It's how you take that information and move it to the next level. If you want to be happy, decide to be happy and do the things that are going to make you happy. If you want to be miserable, then continue to do the things that make you miserable and you will continue to be miserable. If you want to be miserable, keep being having an attitude and waking up in the morning waiting for somebody to bring you something, waiting for somebody to give you something. And I promise you, probably 99% for sure, you will not get the things in which you say you want. You will not get the things in which you say you want to have. Why? Because you're not willing to take the next step, and nobody else is going to do that next step for you. And those people that do the next step for you, eventually they're going to get tired of doing it, and what are they going to do? They're going to stop doing it, and then where are you going to be? You're going to be right back where you were. As I explained to somebody once before, you know, you can only help some people so much. They have to also want to help themselves. If they don't want to help themselves, then they're not going to find that success. They're not going to find that key that they need to open the door that they need to go through. If I give you the world and you don't appreciate it, then guess what? Eventually I'm going to stop giving you the world. And then what you're going to find out is that you're stranded on a desert island all by yourself. And all of the times that you weren't grateful, you're going to wish that you had taken the time to have been grateful. Why? Because nobody else is going to want to help you. And then, of course, most people are going to go, oh, woe is me. Nobody wants to help me. Nobody loves me. Nobody cares. Nope, woe is you, because you didn't address the fact that somebody did love you, somebody cared, and somebody did something for you, but you weren't thankful enough to actually be thankful and do the right thing so that you could be reciprocal and give that same service that somebody extended to you to somebody else. So basically, their efforts were wasted on you. Their actions were wasted on you. Why? Because you decided to be a waste. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to preach. I don't want to sound like this isn't a thankful turkey day. But again, I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for continuing to listen. And please share the show with anybody and everybody who you think will like it and that can get something from it. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show. And as always, I wish you the greatest day and the greatest life. that you can be. You can be anything that you want to be if you're willing to do what's necessary to get there. And it's your choice. That's the greatest gift that everyone was given, and that's a choice. No matter what happens, understand, it doesn't matter what happens to you, it just matters how you handle it. Because the same wind blows on us all. The same wind blows on us all. It's not the direction, it's not the blowing of the wind, it's the set of the sail that's going to get you where you need to be. Know your course, plot it right, make constant corrections, and understand that failure is part of success. There is no such thing as failure, because every time that you make a correction, you're learning how to get where you need to go. Thank you again, and have a great and wonderful day. Take care, be well.